It's me, Dragon Arms! Previously, on the Legion of Red Hub!
It's not fighting me, though. I'm in it.
Yeah, you are in it. However, you have to fight against the armor to get out of it first.
How many sets of armor are there?
There are eight.
7 damage.
SIBO hits for 7 damage! Armor Knight dies.
I cast Enlarge. On my penis.
Hello, travelers.
No!
You passed the test! You've done it!
Well, I didn't see that one coming.
And now, episode 10.
So, alright, we're in this next room now, right? Is there a stone in there yet?
We'll cast the real Nicolas Cage when this gets movie rights.
Playing by himself.
Is the stone in here? Oh!
Dragonface calls down the cavernous emptiness. So, the room opens up as you exit through the last door. The ground is still very loamy and soily, and the cavern opens up in what appears to be a massive underground village, now decayed from years of disuse. The ancient stone buildings now stand seemingly empty and depressingly gray, with an odd crystal light source glowing on the ceiling. The very center of the village is a large bubbling pond with dead sea life floating at the surface. Oh. Make a history check. SIBO.
Oh, I have a feeling where this is going. 17.
SIBO notices that the architecture of this abandoned, destroyed civilization.
Oh, no.
Belongs to gnomes.
My gnomes or just gnomes?
Gnomes in general.
Oh,
you probably recognize no.
I'm going to take out my gnomon music box and play it just slightly slower than it's supposed to be played.
Sergio sings Revelry.
That's 21 Sergio salute.
Okay. I start pissing on one of the walls.
Well, there you go.
It's been days since I last went on the pirate ship. I'm not tired of Lenny.
Dragonface attempts to piss on the walls, but realizes he doesn't have a dick.
All right. Well, I guess we urinate, though.
Just poop on the walls.
I'll poop on the walls.
Okay.
Okay, poop on the walls. I smear it.
Dragonface was here.
Well, yeah, with my claw, my little claws.
So Dragonface poops on the walls.
I'm going to cast sleep on Dragonface as he's pooping.
So as Dragonface is,
or rather, I will threaten him with it, and he can decide how to continue.
Still
casting sleep.
No, I'm kidding. Don't do it.
No, it's too late.
I just make my finger glow brighter, and I'm like,
let's just continue this plot.
So, roll wisdom check for sleep.
No, he backed off.
I backed off.
He's still pooping, though?
Did he poop a little bit? No, he stopped pooping. As soon as he saw the finger glow, his sphincter cinched up tighter than
just in your pants. Just in his loincloth.
But it smells the same, because that's just how he smells.
The good thing I wrote something for this. It seems the smell of Dragonface's defecation has attracted something.
Of course it did. It better be a crystal that comes with...
It better be the damn plot device. No. You hear it from a distance.
Crystal.
You hear it from a distance. Dragonface yells back. It gets closer.
I think that's Kimmy again.
I imitate Dragonface with my imitation, my master of intrigue skill. That sounds exactly like him.
Oh, man.
sounded like a giant turkey.
It gets closer, and you can dimly see a pack, a huge swarm of odd fishmen.
Yes! These are my favorite.
You have disrespected our gods by defecating on our lands!
I didn't do that!
Wait. Ah, we can smell it!
It's my pants.
Everyone, roll for initiative.
Hey, I want to try and talk my way out of
this. Okay, give it a shot. Yeah,
please! How many of these fish people are there?
I use guidance.
About 200.
What?
Am I joking?
Ask them what their god looks like. Yes.
Yeah. Just wait, how many are there?
Onto it.
I seriously need to know so I can prepare a story.
Just work your way around to it.
I'll make it come up naturally.
He's a gnome, so. Clark?
What?
How many fish people are there?
Oh, there's like 200.
That wasn't
we have to convert them.
Pirate crew.
I'm kind of a fish man myself. I'm a pirate.
I have a plan B if your plan doesn't work, so go for it.
Alright. Whoa. Hey there, fellas. What are you guys getting all mad about?
Gary told you.
You have stepped on our lands and disrespected our gods.
Whoa. Hey, we will walk right back. We're just looking for something.
there's no fishermen behind you.
It's my idiot ex-girlfriend. I have no feelings for anymore.
Kimmy, quick finger. You're looking for Kimmy?
No.
Okay.
She's just in the back of Lenny's mind when he's trying to not mention the shard.
one of the fishmen appears to be wearing adorned with fancier jewels than the other one, and he's surrounded by beefier guys with hooks, and one like has a bear trap claw thing.
Oh my gosh!
And
he is this from Mad Max?
Do we recognize
the ghouls?
Do we recognize these types of creatures?
Sibo might have read about them.
Should I
read nerd
like a history or an arcana or a nature check?
Yeah.
Which one?
Whichever one you think is best.
They're not magical, I don't think.
Is a good one. But, I mean, what happened to them sort of matter.
Probably history, then?
Mm-hmm.
11.
Mm.
So probably not much information, if anything.
You know they're the Kotaos? The
Kuotoa?
Yeah, Kuotoa. You know they're the
Kuotoa?
Yeah. You know that's what they are. You know that their minds were warped beyond, repair, but you can't really.
As long as it's not beyond persuasion.
You don't really know why.
Because right, stop persuading, Winston.
Alright, so a bunch of fish people are mad at me.
Ask what their god looks like.
Why?
We need a refresher on the rites of. We wish to respect
Lenny
their
shrugging
god.
Furiously.
Yeah.
We just need to know how.
You best tell Lenny why. Just whisper it to him.
Lenny, these guys are quite possibly insane.
I hang out with 3 insane people for the past week.
Thank you. We should probably respect their gods or else we'll end up as sacrifices. So we need more information on the gods. Ask them politely if you want. Or we could just, like, go with it and see if they're down with, like, hailing their god or something. I don't
well,
know.
Well, that initiation check that I covered up with my persuasion may what? Seem like they're about to fight us.
What the hell is that?
I like the enemies. What is
this? What's going on, guys? I want to whisper too.
What if this plan doesn't work? And I think you made a great plan, Sibo. But I'd like to call out the actual only god that we know and have on speed dial and have him be their new god.
That's actually not a bad idea.
You guys try yours first, though.
Alright, I'll try and talk to them and ask them who their god is.
Hey, Mizetto, yo, bitch.
Alright, on three, go Swift Hand Pirates.
Call Legion.
1, 2, 3. Go search them pirates.
Go, Sibo. No,
no, Sibo launches the pirate. Sibo's the captain now.
Alright. Alright, fish guys. You didn't notice anything. So, your god's all mad at us? That doesn't sound like the god I know. Cool guy. What's his name again? I usually just call him Carl because we're so casual.
Carl! Carl! Carl!
You're like, Carl.
Fish people.
Love it.
It is the mighty Bilbo Poop. The sea mother. There's no color at all.
Actually,
I love fish people so much. They're my favorite D&D monsters.
But actually, we know a fish person. His name is Truthbreaker.
He's a frog person.
That's pretty damn close.
Well, I'm very tempted to do something here.
What? Let's go back to Whispering.
Light them on fire.
Carl!
I could disguise myself as one of them.
And do what? Like say you're arresting us and pull us away and then let us go?
I was just going to attend like a Kuotoa party. They seem pretty
I like my plan better of you arresting us or something.
Just getting more information and we'll see where it goes.
What parties were we doing? I don't want to talk to this guy.
Yeah, this is a stupid plan.
Every sentence he says, he nearly throws up.
And then one of them actually throws up.
Oh, gosh.
Like fish heads.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, guys, I think we can take him. We can breathe sickly.
There's 200 of them, though.
Can I smack him with my warhammer?
I don't see why not.
I fight with Acta. Roll for initiation.
What's the god's name again?
Little Poop. Little Poop.
Oh, Little Poop. I'm sorry. Poop. You see, in Elvish, it translates to Carl. And I'm half Elvish. It's a thing.
Heretic!
What? I love Little Poop.
So one of us is Max like,
just sacrifice them all, they're all up!
Sacrifice? Whoa. I am the biggest Bull Poop supporter. Wait, if you're just looking for someone to sacrifice, we ran past 4 great sacrifices that will probably be here for like 20 minutes. 15, 20. Best sacrifices. It's like us, but better.
Much more meaty. Perhaps not as good looking, but much more meaty.
Super, let me do the talking.
I love that.
Why can that guy hear everything?
Am I winning them
He's
over?
An owl. It's like 200 miles away in some alternate dimension.
Someone in the back's like, just get out of here!
So I'm not making any progress.
I'm rubbing this ball.
Can I do the D20?
Maybe we should like promise to do work for them or something.
Why would we do that?
I already promised that I am serving
their gods for like.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're not talking.
Oh,
right,
we don't
now
have to serve their god, but we could like go kill some heretics for them or something.
Why? Do you need anyone killed or stolen?
We just need to go to the next.
You!
No! I totally walked into the hell one, guys.
Alright, I'm rolling the ball. I'm calling out Trustbreaker.
Alright, he's rolling the Trustbreaker ball.
I'm rubbing it furiously.
Alright. After several missed calls, he's like, Trustbreaker answers, and it looks like he's like having a bath. So, like, torso, you can only see torso down, but he's got.
You can see his dick?
No. He doesn't have a dick.
He's a torso down.
No, you can only see, like, from his torso up, I bet. So, like, yeah, so, like, he doesn't
our
have
dicks now.
Yeah, he's washing them. He's washing your dicks.
Gotta keep them nice and clean.
No, none of that's happening. So, you see Truthbreaker's naked torso, which has odd sort of pulsating blue lightning bolts going down it.
You're disgusting.
Look who's talking! Why are you calling me? Did you find the thing?
We are like this close. What do you do now? Is talk to these idiots and tell them that you're a god, which you're pretty close and you're kind of fish-like. Tell them you're the new god and tell them we're your god-like archangels, so to speak, and they should point us to the crystal. Do that.
Where the fuck are you guys?
We're in El Rhyfrid's like temple, which is also another god's temple, which is a little unclear.
It's a really good point.
This is kind of weird.
Oh, you're telling us you sent us this damn quest. Just tell these damn fish people you're gone.
I've never been in this place before.
You're not even here. You're like a magic phone call.
I'm taking a bath. You're a fish. You're a frog. Why do you need to take a bath? I'm this not is stupid. A frog. Can you talk to these stupid fish? Have them not eat us alive.
Just tell them so we can get on with it.
There has been too much conversing. I'm tired.
So your call gets interrupted.
Fucking you guys are on your own.
Sibo is gonna raise his arms and go,
oh, hey, little
okay, wait. We're in a cavern, right?
Yeah, you're in an abandoned type village, a former Norman civilization.
But we're underground.
Right? Yeah.
I hate to be the one to suggest this. But we I think drop the ceiling on them. It's the only way.
How would we drop it on them and not us?
How are you going to move that much earth?
You hit the ceiling with something magical.
With a little pewy, like, firebolt or something.
Can you telekinetically throw dragon face at the ceiling?
No, I cannot.
Damn.
Well, I will kill their king and become their king. That's my best bet. He's good with arrows.
I'm not sure that's how their society works. I feel if we did that, they'd just go into a blood frenzy.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming.
Including themselves.
Sacrifice!
Wait, whoa. Can you illusion a frog or a fish? They probably like fish.
Ooh, can you illusion a their?
I can become one of them. I have disguise.
Become the god.
Become the god.
Illusionary.
I don't know
god.
What the god looks like.
You didn't get enough information.
History check. Is that not a common?
We're gonna hold. Tried that already.
Can I history check?
Yes. Become their leader.
20.
Oh, damn. He just knows it.
Wait, Elvira Poop? I actually do know where I met her.
He probably, like, stole some large sum of money from one of these civilizations at some point in time.
What? And, like,
he spent weeks disguised as a fish man to, like, con these people out of their money.
I was going to say the god is on the coin. Like, I know I've seen this before.
Well, this is convenient, but I'm not going to complain.
Build-a-poop, the sea mother, is the form of a female human with a crayfish head and crayfish claws and an articulated shell covering her shoulders.
Tony, go for it.
Sibo, possible?
It won't be me, but I can cast Silent Image. I cast a 15x15 projection of a female woman with a lobster head and lobster claws.
Oh, and I can throw my voice and become her.
I like where this is going.
Oh my god.
With my persuasion and my excellent
ventriloquism. One of the Kuto points in the giant image is
I make
like,
sure that
Carl!
I make sure that it looks particularly angry and wrathful.
Alright. They're all staring in awe at their god appearing, and I will say, can you make my voice sound like a girl but underwater or something?
I think you could do that yourself right now.
I don't know.
It's just
all right, this will be my girl voice.
That's good. I like that.
Terrifying.
How dare you?
Go, keep going.
Worshippers! How dare you attack my four heroes that I brought here?
Oh! They're going nuts. They're eating this shit up.
You will let them pass. Not only that.
Hey, Lenny, ask them, give us the leader, and we're going to sacrifice him to you.
No.
No.
Not only will you let them pass, you will give them aid. Anything
tell
they need.
Crystal.
And if they're...
Sibo's going to be throwing his arms up there this whole time.
Help, little poop!
Alright, hold on, wait, I...
Oh, gosh.
I'm really... Also, if you know of a... you will help them find the shard of the temple. And...
Only with dream.
What?
God save the queen!
And if the one with the mustache asks, you will join his pirate crew without hesitation!
Of course, my lady, of course!
I am now weakened! If I have more to say...
Flicker.
Yeah, flicker, please.
If I have more to say, I will just speak through the one with the mustache and the cool hat.
It kind of waves out like...
Goodbye!
Like a queen luck wave?
No, like a dream sequence like...
Okay, and so phases out. The Ku Tao are going nuts. They're like, oh, it's our lady! It's our lady! It's Carl! Carl's here!
Yeah.
Alright, so they're down with us, right?
They're down.
To the show!
Plot point. Come on.
Yeah, definitely. SIBO.
No, only for those
two. I did the history and the ventriloquism.
Those two should get one.
You
and I did nothing.
Yeah.
I called
Do I get
the
one?
God guy.
That's true, but he didn't help the other guy get one.
Thank you.
And we have a resident frog god.
Plot point is the same thing as inspiration, right?
Inspiration you can use to get advantage on all the plot points you make.
You guys are on your own.
Okay.
He was even in danger. He's like not even there.
Yeah, no, he's not there. That's the whole point. He's taking a bath. Nice relaxing bath for his weird frog skin.
I didn't even have to roll persuasion.
Okay, I try to start a chant amongst the people. To the shard! To the shard! To the shard!
Okay. I like
the trying to go. I make it extra.
Like,
yeah, to the shard, yeah!
Look at the crazy ass.
You're so incitable.
So about 20 or so of the little fishmen, including the elder, lift you guys up.
Yes, I want to body surf all the way down
and carry you,
Krauser,
towards what appears to be another doorway.
Oh man, I can't handle a knife fight.
A knife fight,
come on, that armor bullshit.
Don't worry, there's no more knights. And the elder snaps his magic fingers, a little like Dobby spark comes out, and the door opens up. He's like,
"What you seek is through this door!"
Well, let's go get it. Right, also, we need some security, so Winston, why don't you ask them?
Yeah, well, anyone want any armor or whatever? Because they're going to give me anything we ask for.
I don't think they have it. They're fish people.
Yeah,
they're like... They're probably like dressed in shitty like rags.
They're basically dressed like Dragon Face right now.
Oh, okay.
Except without that.
Oh, like, I'll take some not shit filled pants. Can you ask
me that? I'm sorry, we don't have any of those. All our pants are shit filled.
Let's see.
Damn it.
Okay, what brave warrior amongst you wants to join Little Ploop's Chosen?
I will, my lord.
The guy with the bear trap. Approaches you.
He knows you're a pretty good guy.
And what's your fine name?
Frogger.
I never had one name.
It's gonna be something like...
Name!
I'm gonna call you Namey.
I like that.
Alright, Namey, welcome to my pirate crew.
Let's call him Frog Face.
He's a fish man.
Name. No, we'll call this one Fish Face.
Man, I'm gonna have to bring my Ku Tao mini over.
Alright, let's go. We got our new pirate member.
Onward.
He's dead.
Alright. Here's your room, guys.
You got Namey.
The village behind you subsides from your view as you're greeted by another door. This one has more plant life, no flowers though. And the area is surrounded by various vegetation, actual vegetables, giant-sized vegetables. None of them look like they're going to eat you before you go jump to that conclusion.
I've been hurt so many times before.
Yeah, I put one on and will attack me.
I take this carrot. I put it on my head.
The carrot now rules my body.
Yes.
All right, I want to do a... I don't know. What did I do for the flowers?
Oh, yeah,
that was in nature.
Roll for horticulture.
I got a 13.
You notice the vegetables probably are only
subsisting because of the odd sunlight, the odd magical sunlight that's coming through the room, and the obvious moisture that's in the air. So the reason they're so giant-sized isn't by magical means, but more just this is a good environment for your predators for them.
All right. We don't have to eat them because we don't have to eat in this game.
No. Do you want to eat?
No, I ate. I ate a ration.
Yeah. You guys ate honey.
But we don't need to eat.
It's implied that during rest you eat a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dragon face phone, you eat one. It could be like the apple.
I've already been burned like that.
The apple turned out okay.
Did not, actually.
SIBO senses a magical force in the room.
Oh.
Do I detect where it's coming from?
SIBO, please.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Where?
On the far end of the... of the room is a group of gourds. Magic gourds. On top of the... there are several different sized gourds, one of which is massive. A mountainous pumpkin.
They were Batman, there's Commissioner Gordon.
On the opposite end of the pumpkin, you notice that on the ceiling there's a hole. A very significant hole. But on the wall... there's another one. Like something fell through the ceiling.
I had my penis right now.
And into the pumpkin?
And into the wall that's above the pumpkin.
Okay. I'm gonna use my minor illusion to create the illusion of a very, like, innocent looking dwarf that looks slightly weak. And I'm gonna
Dragon
like,
face attacks.
I'm gonna say, Dragon face, look! Get him! And I'm casting it, like, on the pumpkin.
Yeah, I would like to persuade him that it's real.
you can't persuade.
Oh, I throw my voice, and I do a dwarven voice.
Well, I can do the dwarven voice.
Oh, well.
I would have just attacked the pumpkin, and you just asked.
Hold on, I want to do my dwarven voice.
Well, you didn't know I cast it, you just see a dwarven.
Oh my, I'm so innocent! Oh, a pumpkin! I will bend over and smell it!
It's exactly what it says.
I'm ever so innocent.
I won't get a wound. My diabetes is acting up.
Rape.
Oh god. Oh man.
Oh, there's a hole in my trousers. It's only getting bigger as I bend over, but the pumpkin smells so good.
I came looking for booty.
Can someone give me my insulin?
So I'm assuming Dragon Face is charging full instead at this. drooling with his dick
I'll
out.
Stab
his absent
him.
Dick out.
Alright, Dragonface stabs pumpkin.
Dragonface full force runs at his pumpkin and makes a hilarious Looney Tunes imprint.
That's what I was hoping for.
But nothing happens. All that's inside are pumpkin guts. Big ass seeds.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Dragonface covered with pumpkin guts.
Wait, is there a door in this room? Same
there
thing?
Doesn't appear.
Oh, no door. Okay.
Not yet.
So there's like a hole above this pumpkin or something?
There's about a 1x1 hole in the ceiling, and then there's about a 1x1 hole about 15 feet off of where the pumpkin stops on the wall.
Can I, 15x15?
Can we peer into that hole, or is it too high up?
Yeah, let me look into both.
It's kind of high up, so someone's pointing out.
Can we ask Mamie where the hell we're supposed to go?
Yeah,
this
sure.
is probably like their sacred temple. They probably only let certain people in here.
You might know. You're asking. What you seek is found within.
Well, be more clear.
Are you friend with our beaver pal we met earlier?
Beaver? 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 Beaver! He doesn't know what you're
saying. He's immensely handicapped.
He's super crazy.
Okay. I don't really know what to do. Let's ask Trustbreaker. Rub the thing.
That's your fault, man.
No, let's just send somebody up into the hole.
Let's do our eye roll.
I can go in the hole, I guess.
Can you send your owl?
It's a 1x1. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
let's send Sergio.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to send Sergio, and I'm going to be viewing through his eyes, because I can do that. And I'm going to use him as, like, a periscope.
Sergio flies up to the hole and sees something glowing within, but unfortunately he can't reach it and get it because his owl talons are too small to fit in the hole.
Do I see what it is?
No. All you can see is that.
That's probably it. So somebody.
I'll have Sergio fly over to it. I can see through his eyes. That's
thing. That was him looking in the hole.
He has dark vision.
Yeah, he can, like, okay, yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, it's a MacGuffin. Oh, okay. I love MacGuffins.
You know it's a MacGuffin. What else would you mean?
How high up is this hole?
It's about 15 feet. So someone's probably have to climb.
I cast Misty Step to teleport up there.
Can you walk that far?
Like, Misty Step teleports you 30 feet.
Would that be falling?
I stand under
to
sea
a point
though.
That you can see, so I'm assuming because I can see... I can just go.
Oh
zoop.
Man, Tony just
easily... as you
there's a cage in front of it. You can see it.
The pumpkin eats you. And eats Dragonface. He doesn't eat Mizzetto because you're best friends.
No. And then I'm gonna drop my.
As you're about to approach the, you're about to.
Make I'm gonna drop the rope down the hole first. My rope.
What hole?
The hole that I just teleported through.
Like, what?
The 1 foot hole.
Yeah, but. How are you gonna fit in there? It's 1 foot. It's like 1 foot by 1 foot. It's like if you shot a bullet into a wall.
Oh, 1 inch by 1 inch?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said 1 by 1, like that's a grid.
How did Sergio
thinking.
Get through there?
Sergio didn't get through there. Sergio.
Oh, okay, so I can't teleport through there either.
Yeah, it's wall. Like a. It's like a. Like a tiny, like okay. Not tiny, but it's like as big as a shard is.
Okay. Yeah, you should probably say that at the beginning, because when you said 1 by 1, I was picturing the size of one of our units.
No,
these are 5 feet anyway, so it'd be too small unless I shrink myself.
You were going to shrink yourself.
No, I was not.
Yeah, I don't think you could still fit in.
All right, so there's a bullet hole sized hole.
Well, it's about the size of the shard.
And we know that there's the shard through
hey,
there.
Hey, Jeebo, maybe there's a shard... In there, put your finger in and try and fish it out.
I can't just jump up there. It's 15 feet off the ground.
Oh, I thought you were floating.
Yeah,
no, Misty Step teleports you.
Can
I can't teleport there because I can't see the floor. So
I could use gymnastics to try and get up.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so Lenny Swifthands makes his way up the pumpkin.
Break the wall.
Acrobatics.
He hears a whisper. The whisper's like, don't be chicken. Be scared.
Guys, I don't feel comfortable doing this.
He's doing it!
Well, and then he looks around. He came to the conclusion that it had to be the wind because nobody wasn't there.
Despite the fact there's no wind in this cave. I got a 10.
I use guided book.
How much?
You add a d4.
Oh, thank you. 12.
Alright, so Lenny searched and he searched as he climbed through the wall. And then finally he reads the shard.
Hello, Travis.
As <it's me. laughs>
he pulls himself out of the bullet hole.
He reaches in and takes hold and pulls. As soon as he does that,
he hears
So he dislodges the shard and he pulls it forward, but as soon as he does that, like a translucent sort of lady's face comes out the wall and it's like boo,
and he's unfazed.
Yeah, that's not the weirdest thing I've seen today. We rode a duck here.
Wait, hold on. She's like, wait, hold on a sec. That didn't work.
You want me to do my lady voice, sugar?
So the ghost tried to approach you, but it's like, you know what? Nah. It got weary. It just left.
He's like, no, this is too weird. Sorry, I'm not used to this not working.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go.
I mean, this always works in those crazy places.
Lenny's like, I saw a talking frog today.
And so Lenny is still hanging from a wall, clinging to the shard?
Yes. Or no, you have the shard in your hand, you're clinging to the hole in the shard.
Let's get the hell out of here.
You can...
Hey guys, I got the shard!
Get down here and pocket it.
I didn't see anything weird, I think we should leave. Alright, you guys ready to leave?
Yes, get the hell out of here.
I drop and dragon face. Will you catch me?
I catch it.
Thank you. No, me.
Yeah. Like, I catch the shark. He catches the shark.
I'm letting Lenny die.
Ah, Lenny, dude. Not Lenny.
I'll catch Lenny so, with like one hand.
So, Lenny Swift Hands and Dragon Face crawl crazy. Back down the pumpkin hill, and they have
pumpkin hills
though. Put that wrap in.
Please put the Knuckles pumpkin hill.
How
wrap
many?
In.
I don't. How many references did you just get of the pumpkin hill? Zero.
None.
At least the pumpkin hill.
So as Winston was crawling up the pumpkin, he heard someone say, "Don't be chicken, don't be scared."
I don't know.
Oh, no.
It had to be the wind because nobody was there. He searched as he climbed up the wall.
Oh no.
And the ghost coming out.
Ghost trying to approach me. It got yes. weird.
And the shard is buried. Oh god. Oh, and Simo detected the bing, bing, bing.
So when I reached my hand in, did I go,
oh man, that's awesome, whoever of our audience understands that.
I just watched that game get played the other day. I should have gotten
you
all
missed
of those.
All
of
that?
I missed them.
Oh man.
Yeah, I was about to say, when you said Pumpkin Hill, as I was about to lean over to Chris and say, I don't understand this room at all.
I mean, that was about it. It was just a big vegetable place, and I was like, what can I do with vegetables? Make a giant Sonic reference out of them.
Alright guys, we got the shard! Let's leave this reference.
How do we get out of here? Is there
except we're like 200 miles underground.
Yeah. Like we've gone through 100 rooms.
We can
actually 100 rooms.
Well, then we get to our four rooms where I'm pretty sure it was a slide. Right?
Tube? Yeah, there was a
that
tube.
That dumped us.
Okay. Kuwatoa. Why is he? We must take this shard to the surface and reclaim it and wage war on the surface dwellers.
Yes!
To the surface!
Yes, to the surface!
The Kutoa exits, opens the door, and he's like, everyone! To the surface!
They're like, what have I done?
The villagers!
We started a war.
Where are they all coming up now? Yeah. So they all pick you up again.
Just imagine this huge, massive, like, whole city full of these two adult fish people.
So, Lenny is crowd surfing and looks very confident, but on the inside, he's very scared.
Hey, Sibo, I'm all for killing civilizations, but this seems like a bad idea.
So, everyone... So there's a secondary entrance or exit out of this place, which is basically a straight shot to the surface.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
They were planning it.
Yeah. It seems the Kutoa have been digging this for years.
This is just the push they needed. Yeah. Their god literally coming down and telling them to do it.
And they reach the surface. It appears to be daylight.
Oh my god. Freedom!
And as soon as they reach the surface, all the Kutoa look at the sun. They're like,
no, what is that?
Aw, even Namie?
Even Namie.
Oh, I feel like Namie's tough, okay. Though.
You can, you got some extra, you can probably.
Yeah. I'm not using a Pawpoint Namie.
No.
Pirate crew member, what do you mean?
How about I give him my coat to cover his head with?
Okay.
And we can fully train him to get better at this.
Followers of Littleploop, we will train this chosen of the Kuwatoa.
He seems kind of mentally handicapped.
To withstand this sun.
They can't all be exactly.
When we're done with him, we'll share the secrets with you. Until then, continue private research.
And... If you're mining gold, continue and bring it to me.
Someone at the back's like, what's gold?
Oh, it was worth a shot. All right, let's go.
The fucking go nuts as they
and
go,
then
like,
go
downstairs.
I go, quack.
And I hear in the distance, quack. Yep. Well, a short walk reveals that you're not actually far from the entrance. Place.
How convenient. Yeah. Are the cats still there?
The cats are still there.
So is everyone else.
Where the four people are?
They are right now exiting through the tubes that you came out of.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we could have done that. Damn it, guys.
Adjust the Medusa. Zao is just sort of kneeling. There's a fire, and he's caught like a bear, which is now cooking.
Alright, well, at this point, we have
so the kobolds are just sitting around Zao's fire while he's like sort of kneeling in front of it, waiting for this thing to slow roast. But just the Medusa seems to be talking with El Reifert.
Oh, the statue. Tornado pants.
Yeah.
And this is as the four other adventurers are coming out?
Yes.
You said?
Squish.
Let's listen in. Oh, I was just going to say, guys, let's get the fuck out of here! Come on!
I agree with him. I think
we could just ditch all of our friends.
No, I'm bringing the crew, but I don't want to.
We're really not that good without the crew, so.
What about the Medusa that's suspiciously talking to El Reifert?
That is a little suspicious.
Oh, she's
in love with Andrew. Oh, she's in love with Andrew. Andrew talked to her.
She's not.
She likes you,
buddy. Andrew, she likes you.
Yeah, her. She's gonna turn that thing to stone, if you know what I'm saying. Go!
I don't have one.
Andrew, say something real quickly.
Hi.
Well, that's a metal charm rubbing off right there.
Oh, man.
Smooth as shit.
Yeah, God. Just swoops right and steals your girl. So, interrupts their conversation. He's like, hi. El Reifert glances at him but continues what he was saying. Return to me, Adjusta. Back to Castle Autumn. Please, you are my love. Your love. Your love. I'm like one of 18.
Not a very sexy voice.
Yeah, when did Boombox get back?
She said, I'm on the man back show. Fucking the Kuto is like seeing this talking statue. He's like,
put back down, Namie.
What the fuck? Oh, man. So, yeah.
Zeto, you want to try and
seduce
get some more info?
Shouldn't we just keep listening and know? I mean, she was talking.
Sure?
Yeah.
Conversation still going?
I'm not sure. Adjusta's kind of doesn't want to talk to this guy right now.
And why is she still talking to him?
You could just ask her about it later once we get everyone in skedaddle.
Right. Yeah, Mazzetto, could you grab Blindy to say, hey, I'm sorry we gotta rush this, but Lenny's ex is right there and he feels really awkward.
Blindy turns to Mazzetto and she's like, hey, D-Face! I need your help with something.
I'm not really one for helping.
I'm one for hurting.
That's what you get to do.
What is it?
All right, Mazzetto, D-Face, and Blindy. Roll a strength check.
Do it.
Is this a three-way?
Yeah, it's a three-way.
Oh, God. 20.
Yes.
Okay. 20. More strength than I know what to do.
I have advantage on strength checks, so what is that?
You roll twice, two and take
and
the
bigger
highs.
One okay. is the one you want.
Searches the climb up the wall.
I can't believe I missed all
Where's
of
the those. One? Oh, there it is. Okay, that's 20. So 20.
Yeah.
Oh, God, two 20s?
Who has the higher modifier, though?
And I have a plus 4, so it's 24
yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
so Dragon
well, I
Face.
Plus, I had 20 with my modifier.
Dragon Face and Mazzetto follow Adjusta's lead as she takes her sword and whacks at the statue. Dragon Face takes his mighty tridents, stabs it in the head, and Mazzetto takes his warhammer and smashes his tornado pants, and the thing just turns to dust. It just explodes.
And we all flex at each other.
Yeah. And drop two emeralds.
Oh, eyeballs. Yeah, for its eyeballs.
I wanted to take those earlier, guys.
Grab it. I'll toss one to Andrew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were they, like, useful emeralds?
Yeah, they're worth
it. They're gems, yeah.
Are they,
chaos emeralds?
These are
chaos emeralds. Emeralds.
So lion mace and emeralds. all right. Hey, pirate crew, Zao, great job, by the way. Holy crap.
It wasn't nothing.
You speak English now? Just that
he's learning. He's learning common slowly.
All right, so we can... We still have to decide whether or not we're going to fight these guys.
What about the cats? Are we going to take the cats with us?
Yeah, we should try to get the cats.
How are we going to take the cats with
us? Can you put them to sleep?
Kidnap them.
Put them to sleep.
Catnap them. Now you're speaking my language.
Catnap them.
Oh, so, you guys hate this El Reifert, right?
Yes, we're not big fan of him.
Yeah, he's always blowing up those pirate ships. I mean, how would you feel about a group of people who are going to kill him?
I don't know about this. If we team up with him, he let us off island. If we team up with you and fail, we die.
He's probably a lying person. And believe me, I know liars.
There's a lot of liars on this island.
I'll go for persuasion.
Okay, roll for that persuasion. Oh, look at that. Definitely real dice roll.
Guidance. Thank you. 16.
Yeah, 16 with guidance. I buy it. Pickles looks at you. Oh, we missed the part where he give
the fish hat.
Leaf a hat.
Oh,
it's okay. Well, there'll be more interactions with these characters later. Maybe
we'll give him a fish hat with him along.
So Pickles looks at you hesitantly. He's like, "We'll go with you if you get Kimmy's permission."
Kimmy, who? It's a big island. There's probably more than one Kimmy.
Kimmy, quick fingers.
Fuck. Sebo. Let's do. Remember what we did to those ugly fish people, and we made their god. Can you make my bitch of an ex-girlfriend appear, and I'll do my impression of her?
I minor illusion up, Kimmy quick fingers.
Hey. Dungeon Master, what's your actual voice sound like so I can get an impression of it?
It's
pretty much what you were doing.
Yeah, just do it, girl voice. Okay. I don't have good girl voices. That one with the Irish sort of elf chick was good, but
not good.
It was wasted.
It was very annoying.
That was...
You still hit on her?
Oh, I had to give her a D.
Oh my god.
The dragon.
Give her the potatoes.
Alright, so Kimmy shimmers it. Or, like, kind of, I don't know, appears behind me. It's real enough.
I'll make it look like she, like, comes out behind a tree or something.
Okay.
Hello!
Hey there, kitlings! How's it going?
Hello, Kimmy.
That's right, it's me, Kimmy. Kimmy Lightfingers, your captain.
Hold on a second there. He's quick fingers, yeah? Have you lied to me again?
I'm just messing with you. I knew you'd catch that. You're so smart.
Showing your titties.
Oh, God.
God damn it. Sebo can't even imagine them.
Sebo shrugs.
It's like, he opens it, it's just like a hairy man chest.
I got nothing.
So what you boys been talking about? Oh, you talking to Lenny? Love this guy.
Not the story I remember you telling about Lenny.
That was probably one of my famous jokes. Like how I said I wasn't annoying, that I'd love you forever.
So over Pickles' shoulder, Kimmy's like, "What the fuck?"
This was 15 feet from her.
There's a lot of ghosts around here and it's not replicant, what is it?
It's going well.
The duplicate? Doppelganger. A lot of doppelgangers in that temple! Focus on me, cat!
I am Kit. I have long attention span.
So what are you guys talking about?
We were talking about... Why is more than one?
I just said it.
Let me do that.
Yeah, don't have that long of attention span, apparently.
Let me do that.
This way.
One?
Look at me.
Two?
Look at me. This way.
I dangle a little string.
It's like...
It's most fun joy from childhood.
Were you guys talking about something? Anything important?
Oh god! Kimmy's like right next to you guys now. The actual one. And she's like, Lenny, what the fuck are you doing here?
Who the hell is this? This must be one of those ghosts.
But she's like, hey, Sigmund, come here. Sigmund's like,
oh yes, what do you need?
And she's like, make an illusion of my bitch ex-boyfriend.
You're the bitch. You told me that you loved me.
Oh man, Sibo really wishes he wasn't out of high level spell slots right now.
Like he makes a fucking illusion of you. She's like, oh, it's Lenny.
That's not how I sound. I sound like Christian Bale if he was American.
I don't really think I care about this at all. I don't even want these cats.
This isn't about the cats anymore. No, I still want you and my crew, cats. This is about me and this woman that creates lies.
I create lies.
Okay, so
me.
We are in a field. In front of a temple.
Yeah.
With like two illusions of the two people standing right there. Yeah. Two cats. And like the rest of everybody else, I assume, just watching.
Zao's eating some bear.
Oh yeah.
Like there's 60 driders watching you from the woods right now.
Oh yeah, they're here too. Okay, so let's get on with this, guys. Let's wrap this shit up.
Okay. Kimmy?
Mm-hmm.
How are you alive?
You know, I have the same question for you.
Because I remember that day with you falling down a mineshaft.
I remember a very similar thing happening with you falling down a mineshaft, mysteriously. Who knows how it happened? I know how it happened.
How did it happen?
I pushed you.
I'm going to dispel my minor illusion. And then I'm going to make another minor illusion that's like a flag sticking out of Kimmy's backpack, but on the flag... is like
dryers suck.
Like a dead spider. And it says F off dryers.
I like the way you think.
Oh man, Tony, you're a genius.
Well, I went out the west entrance and I had all the loot.
You had the loot. I remember going out the west entrance and I didn't see anyone there but me.
Then how come how did I have the loot?
I had the loot.
God, this is retarded. I want your fucking cats.
Spider.
Fucking take them!
Fine! She agreed! Come with me, cats! Worst adventure ever!
Are those spiders gonna attack or what?
No, I'm pretty sure you just, wait, hold on. Lenny. Lenny, roll a perception check real quick for me.
You see, you're getting immolated by spiders.
15.
Not even driders, just devoured by a horde of spiders.
The 17.
Okay. Yeah, so, a horde of spiders?
We found one monster Lenny can't beat. It's his past.
Mizzetto's comparing beards with the other order of the beard guy, whose name was so Kyojin.
I'm to understand that they don't even give a shit. They just walked through the whole thing, fought all those people. I'm like, oh, well, no shark.
If anything, I might have distracted her so much by doing impression of her and then then yelling at her.
Yeah, that might have happened.
Who has the shard right now?
I believe Lenny Swift has.
It's deep in my pack.
Oh, yeah. Real deep. Okay.
What do I perceive?
Nah, you don't perceive anything. So the...
The shard! Can I get some assistance?
Please!
That's hilarious. You're like begging to John the quest.
Can you use that unlimited times?
Okay, I dispel my minor illusion.
And you two sort of part ways like a bitchy ex-couple would do. Yeah.
I give the finger.
Which... I comedically add like a small fart sound effect coming out of Kimmy as we walk away, so she's totally embarrassed.
I really appreciate that, Sibo. I really needed that today.
I fist bump Lenny.
The segment was like, oh, what was that?
It was Kimmy.
So our group is like, alright, hold on, we're gonna separate, and then, alright.
Yeah.
Well, we got two more cats.
Well, let's get to the duck.
So let's.
To the duck!
To the duck! Quack!
Oh man, okay. I don't know how I'm gonna do this with the fucking time slot we got left, but.
To the ship?
On the way to the duck, halfway through the Drider Wood, which the Driders graciously allow you to pass through again.
To get out of their land.
To leave, yeah. They're kind of excited with you leaving.
The way you came!
Passing the corpse of a dead beaver.
Thankfully, they didn't notice you totally destroying that statue of El Reifert.
They not noticed that.
I was wondering that.
Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe I should have.
I use acrobatics and distract them.
Too late, they didn't notice.
They all feel too awkward by my fight with Kimmy.
That was a pretty good fight.
Everyone's just kind of not making eye contact.
They're all looking away like, oh. It's like muttering.
Sometimes that's happening. Me and Andrew beat the shit out of
I like that simultaneous storylines.
Yeah, I like that. So, You get through the very edge of the tree line, and you see a familiar figure.
Oh, it's fucking Kimmy. I'm going to lose my shit.
It's Kimmy. It's Captain Bumbox.
That's impossible.
That is impossible. He seems to be covered in... half of him is digested, and he's covered with duck vomit.
How is this possible?
Hey, I get to pit pocket him now. That was my one regret.
He doesn't have pockets.
Oh, damn.
Half of him is digested.
I didn't know what happened.
Sorry, guys. He's not very murdered. Let's chop off his head this time.
So, he's like clawing his way towards you. He's like, Swift Hands!
Why does it
oh my
again?
Gosh. He thinks my name is Dragonface.
Oh yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he did.
Because it's not Bumbox.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I bet it's just some ghost that's pretending to be people I've killed or something.
Going to him. I was like,
that's one. I'm sure it's probably some ghost that's like attached to me. I don't know. Feeds off my guilt, which I have
developed.
None of.
TBD. TBA.
To be developed.
You know, that seems like a good cliffhanger.
Okay, and then he's like, I'm gonna get you, Swift Hands, and Swift Hands is like, no, you're not, I'm gonna walk away, and that's, yeah.
I sound like an American Christian, right? Not like that.
Swift Hands, I'm dumb.
Thank you for listening to the Legion of Renob. If you like the thing, go to legionofrenob.com. And also legionofrenob@gmail.com and and now the Dragon Parts Pledge. On my trident, I will do my best to do my duty to Dragonhead and my country and obey the Dragon Parts Law. To stab other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally questionable, and morally flexible.